Hey, welcome to this advanced Ableton lesson on polyrhythmic percussion for drum and bass. I'm stoked you're here. We're going to build tight, rolling, dark percussion that grooves with a classic DNB kick and snare while introducing shifting cycles like 3 over 2, 7 over 4, and odd gated feels. Set your tempo to 174 BPM and let's get into it. Quick overview of the goal. You'll create a 4-bar DNB drum loop consisting of kick, snare, and a reference hi-hat. On top of that, we'll add 2 to 4 auxiliary percussion layers, a triplet hat for a 3:2 feel, a 7-step rolling shaker for a 7:4 vibe, and a gated beat repeat texture for odd 5:4-ish movement. Every layer gets a polished processing chain, saturation, transient shaping, delay, and side chain, so the whole bed stays heavy, clear, and musical. I'll give you specific Ableton settings and practical workflow tips that you can reproduce right away. First thing, set up the backbone. Create a drum rack on track 1 and load a tight DNB kick and a cracked snare with a good top click. Program a 2-bar MIDI clip and place your kicks on 1-1 and an offbeat at 1-3 or 1-3.2 depending on style. Put the snare on 2-1 and 4-1. Quantize to 1/16 or 1/32 so you can throw in micro fills later. For processing, use drum bus with drive around 4-6, transient around 20-30%, light compression at 2:1. Then add a glue compressor on the group, with attack around 10 milliseconds and release around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds to keep the hits glued and punchy. Set this track as your loudness reference for the rest of the session. Next, create a straight hi-hat reference. Load a closed hat into Simpler or a drum rack and write a 1-bar 16th note pattern. Alternate velocities to keep things alive. Add a utility, with width reduced slightly to around 90% and a high shelf around 10k with EQ8 to brighten, without harshness. This straight 16th will be your temporal anchor, a tiny constant element to keep listeners grounded while the rest of the percussion wanders. Now the fun part, the triplet layer. Option 1 is the arpeggiator method. Create a MIDI track with Simpler, drop an arpeggiator before it, set rate to 1/8t, steps to 3, 8 to around 80%, and choose up or random for variety. Draw one long MIDI note across the clip and let the arp fire triplets over your straight hats. Chain Simpler into EQ8 to remove 300 to 500 Hz if necessary, then a saturator with 2-4 drive, glue compressor, simple delay sync to 1/8t with feedback around 15-20% and dry/wet in the low teens. Pan this triplet layer slightly opposite the straight hat to create stereo separation. Option 2 for triplets is a clip loop approach. Make a 3-bar MIDI clip with a pattern that loops against your 4-bar arrangement. This is great if you want that 3:4 cyclical movement without an arpeggiator. For a 7-step rolling shaker, load a shaker into Simpler and create a clip with a loop length equal to 7 bars or, for a shorter pulse, a 7/16 loop. Populate 7 steps with hits positioned to taste. For example, hits on steps 1, 3, 5, 6, and 7 produces a rolling feel. Process this chain with moderate saturator, an EQ dip around 2-4kHz to avoid clashing with snares, fast compressor and ping-pong delay set to 1/16 or 1/16t, feedback around 10-15%. Use a short reverb send for depth. To create odd-gated textures, use beat repeat on an audio track. Drag a percussive audio source or resample one of your MIDI perks into the audio track. Set interval to 1/4 or 1/8, grid to 1/16 or 1/32, gate vary, short for stuttered hits, chance around 20-30% so repeats appear intermittently. Automating the offset parameter yields shifting repetitions that sound polyrhythmic. You can also enable beat repeat only on selective bars to simulate 5:4 cycles over time. Cohesion is key. Group your percussion tracks into a percussion bus and add a gentle low cut below 40 Hz, a saturator with soft clipping, and multiband dynamics or a glue compressor to tame harshness. Use sidechain compression to duck percussive layers to the kick and snare so the low punch isn't masked. For more surgical control, use multiband dynamics for band-specific ducking so you only reduce energy where the kick competes, leaving the clicks and air intact. If you have Macs for live, map macros for delay dry/wet and feedback, and a global HPF so you can morph the entire polyrhythmic bed in performance. Resample your combined percussion into a new audio track and record at least 8 bars, longer is safer. Warp and beats mode to preserve attack and then slice or convert to Simpler/drum rack pads. This gives you a locked polyrhythmic loop that you can further manipulate with transient shaping, pitch, and granular effects. When resampling, Nudge clip start a few samples or flip phase on one layer if you notice thinning from phasing. Small start offset nudges and simpler often restore body faster than moving entire MIDI notes. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't let too many elements occupy the same high frequency space. Use HPFs on percussive layers anywhere from 80 to 300 Hz depending on the sample. Always double check delay and ARP sync. 1/8T versus 1/8 makes a huge difference. Watch for phase cancellation between your identical samples and avoid extreme randomness that destroys musical intent. And keep your low-end mono and reserved for kick and bass. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Mono your low-end below about 120 Hz. Pair saturator into drum bus for gritty mids, but avoid killing transients. Use aggressive transient shaping to emphasize snap. And use dual delay span opposite to thicken the bed. Resample a 7-bar polyrhythm. Pitch down a copy by 1 octave, low-pass it, and use it as a dark texture under the drums for weight. Always keep that tiny consistent anchor, a low-volume straight 16th hat or rim click, so heads keep nodding even when layers wander. This audio version is shortened for playback.